All right, now is the time for us to go through one by one 11 types of high converting product photos on Amazon. They will be mostly for secondary photos. So I talk more about main photo in my book about how to create a high converting Amazon listing. I'm writing it and I'm almost finishing it. I'll put the link in the description whenever the book is launched and available for you guys. And now we will go through one by one of the 11 types of high converting product photos on Amazon. Some of them can be used as a main photo, for example, unboxing photo or lifestyle photos. So you can have a model with the product, or the product can be shown with the relevant accessories on the main photo as long as it's on a white background. Right. Other than that, all of these 11 photo types will be used for secondary photos from the photo number 2 to number 7 or number 9. And their job is to convince shoppers to buy your product, or in other words, to convert visitors to customers. The first type of product photo is lifestyle photo, because it is one of the best performing product photos in e-commerce in general and in Amazon FBA specifically. And a lifestyle photo does not only answer fundamental questions about the product, for example, how will the product look like in real life, or how will the product work in real life, what is the end result, everything. So it actually helps the shopper visualize the end result that the product will deliver. Therefore, it increases the desire for the product. Helping the customer to visualize the end result of a product is not always possible in real life physical store shopping environment, right? So if you go to a physical store, there are so many items and there isn't always a lot of information about the item, except you can hold and feel the product or ask the staff in the store, but it's not always convenient or easy to do that. Whereas in online shopping, every item you can have a lifestyle photo and you can scrutinize the product from different angles, right? And especially with lifestyle photo, it can show you the end result of the product. For example, like a teeth whitening product, or many products like furniture products or cooking utensils, etc. So that is the power of a lifestyle photo. In this example, the product is the beach bag, and it looks appealing under the sunlight with the white sand and a little bit of palm leaf. They didn't choose to use green leaf, but golden leaf to make it match with the overall tone or the style of the photo, and especially the color tone of the product, which is neutral, right? It's not green or pink, which are strong colors, but white, cream, and a little bit of brown. So it's not easy to make the product prominent, but in this photo, they did a very good job. And especially the dress that the model was wearing matches the style of the bag so well, combined with all other elements, including the beach setting, the sunlight, a little bit shadow on the bag, and a little bit of palm leaf on the right corner of the photo. It makes you feel truly you are on the beach, and the product look really stylish. And in the second example, the product is the fire pit, and it shows the fire pit functioning for barbecue, friends and family gathering, right? The product will look good and fits well in the outfitting of the backyard, and people were having fun with it. So basically, it shows the benefit of the product, that is to ultimately to bring the joy, the happiness to your home, your family, your friends. There is a lot to tell with a lifestyle photo, and it depends on the marketing message that you want to communicate with your target audience. Okay, so the second type of product photo on Amazon, that is specification photo, which is very important and very common in Amazon product photography. It basically presents important technical aspects aspects of the product that is vital for the consumers to know whether the product will be a good fit with them or not. So basically about size, capacity or compatibility of the product, and in many cases, including materials, ingredients. So it varies, right? It depends on the specific product. As a seller, when selling a product, you should understand about your product and your customers better than anyone else, and decide which key specifications that you want to show to your customers in your product photos, right? And of course, on your product listing, you have copy, basically product description as well. But two things that I want you to note down is that firstly, you cannot assume that the shoppers or your customers will check and read every single detail on your product page. And secondly, they are easy to get distracted. They are just one click away from leaving your product page. So whenever you have a chance, better to communicate important details with your shoppers. And remember that visual communication in most cases is easier for the information receivers to retain information than communicating with text. And the second key benefit of the specifications photo is to prevent negative customer experience post-purchase, because you don't want your customers to find out that the product doesn't fit them after they buy it, or that the product doesn't fit their other accessories that the product is supposed to go with. And it will lead to, you know, negative customer reviews as well, and it will sabotage your product reputation, your brand's reputation. So better to communicate it clearly right in the beginning to avoid negative post-purchase experience. For example, this utensil organization, it is to be put in a cupboard, right? This photo simply shows the three dimensions to let the shoppers know that whether or not it will fit in their kitchen cupboard, right? Or this product, it is a sink flush gas. So it will be placed around kitchen faucet. And as you can see in the photo, it shows not just three dimensions, but also shows the diameter of the ring, the circle in the middle, to let the shoppers know that if this product will fit their kitchen sink or not. And also the height of the edge over here for them to see, oh, if it's high enough to prevent the water. So basically, it depends on the product. It's not just simply length, width and height. Remember that. So as you can see, the product is a 5-pit, and in the photo they show multiple dimensions, not just simply length, width and height. Basically, it shows that whether or not the product will fit the buyer's home environment. So you really need to understand your product and understand your customers. You know that what will they use your product, and then you communicate it clearly in your photos. The third type of product photo, that is use case photos. A use case photo shows the product in action in real life. It's a little bit like a lifestyle photo, but the main purpose is to highlight effectively the key benefits of the product. So in this example, the product is a non-stick ceramic pan. Besides the main feature that is non-stick, it highlights another important feature of the product, that is heat-resistant handle. It does not only show the product in action, but also highlights the key benefits, key features of the product. And in this example, the product, that is a coffee scrub, and why, you know, it shows the product in action with the model is applying the product on her skin. It's simple. It's nothing really like a high technique, even with the plain background, but it is quite powerful. It goes straight to the shopper's mind with the key benefits like exfoliate, cleanse, nourish, and moisturize. Okay, so another type of product photo, that is unboxing photo. It shows the product itself in the photo and with its packaging and other accessories. So it gives shoppers a clear idea of what they are going to get. And it also showcases your product differentiators. For example, your logo, your packaging. For example, this product, this fire pit mat, is not the fire pit, but the mat to cover underneath the fire pit to protect the floor. So it shows with the fire pit to let the consumers know that how much of the coverage under the fire pit that the mat can protect. And also it shows the product in action. And especially as you can see, it shows a box that is the packaging of the product and clearly shows the logo of the product, fireproof post, and highlighting the very strong feature of the product, also the product differentiator, 6 times thicker. And it also shows the carry bag that comes with the product, and it also has the logo of the company on it to show the shoppers that they can put the mat in the bag and carry with them wherever they go, right? Camping or picnics, etc. And another example of an unboxing photo, as you can see, the product that is a Korean hot pot, and it comes with a number of kitchen utensils. It tells the consumers that besides the product, you have a number of extra accessories so you can basically enjoy the product better. So it depends on the product itself. You can decide what to show in a unboxing photo. And as I've mentioned earlier, you can use this unboxing photo as a main photo to stand out in the crowd and clearly showcase your product differentiation. The fifth type of product photo, that is picture close-up. So basically, it gives a closer look at the key features of the product, right? It's similar to in-store or physical shopping environment where shoppers will want to have a closer look at the important details of the product. For example, the material, the fabric, the layers inside the product, etc. So feature close-up photo allows shoppers to do similar things like that in their online shopping, right? If you sell a product, right, you should understand your product, your target customers better than anyone else, especially based on their needs and their behavior, right? You will decide which key features that you want to give a close-up shot of. So in this example, there are 6 strong features or differentiation features of the product. This is actually one of my products. So as you can see, it allows shoppers to look closer the outside material and also look closer inside the product with the small detail like a detachable key hook like this. It's easy to understand that before buying something, people want to examine, scrutinize the product. So this photo allows them to do that. Another high converting product photo type on Amazon, that is key selling point photo. So basically it shows the product usually in action and presents 3 to 5 key selling points of the product. It doesn't have to be 3 to 5. It depends on the product, as I said, and whatever you want to communicate. It can be just 1 or just 2, but should not be more than 5. It will be kind of busy on the photo and it's not effective because consumers will not remember all of them. So the key selling points are usually presented with text and graphic like this. So this product has 3 main selling points that are premium quality, stainless steel, and BPA free. And it also shows the product in action. It looks appealing. So key selling points photos can be used as a banner on the top of your enhanced branded content or A+ content, which is a feature for brand owners on Amazon. Basically, key selling point photos help differentiate your product and again, increase the customer desire for your product. The next type of product photos on Amazon, that is comparison, which is interesting. So basically, a comparison photo shows how better your product is compared to other similar products on the market. It addresses customers' pain points and their potential objections. Basically, it will be based on how well you understand your competitors, right? So it's the job of competitor research before planning out your product photos and deciding to include a comparison photo on your listing or not, because it addresses the pain points and potential objections. It will increase the consumer confidence in your product, how better your product will perform. In this example, it is how you show ours versus others, right? How it will perform better in 1, 2, 3 scenarios. Basically, it tells the consumers that, okay, I understand and I know your pain points. I know that why you need this product. And also, I know that you may have had bad experience with other products in the past. That's why these are the reasons that you should choose our product over others. So it handles the potential objections, because some people may think that, okay, I have bought a similar product like this before, but it doesn't work. So in this photo, I will show you this is how my product will work and how it will fix all the problems that you have had before. Eventually, it will boost the consumer confidence in your product and convince the shoppers, right? Convert them to buyers. So that is the power of a comparison photo. Next is another powerful product photo, that is a result before and after photo that is being used across a wide range of products. So it shows customers or objects before and after applying the product. So it's very effective when they are consumer generated photos. It will boost the social proof of your product. Basically, when your customers show the photo of their result and you use it in your before and after photo, but it doesn't have to be always the case. You can just simply show the end result of your product after using your product compared to the status before that. So it's a powerful marketing message, and this is a must-have for product, you know, across many industries such as personal care, fitness, weight loss, cleaning products, and many other products, right? And it boosts consumer confidence in your product. It also helps consumers visualize what they will achieve by clearly showing the end result of using the product, right? So therefore, it increases the desire for your product. So as I said, based on your understanding of your product and your target customer, to come up with a before and after product photo that is convincing and impressive. This is an example of before and after photo and the product. As you can see, it's a teeth whitening product. This is not user generated photo, it's model, right? So it just simply shows how well your product work. And another example, as you can see, this is not a healthcare product or weight loss. This is simply just a basket of storing all of the bathroom accessories. So before, all of the stuff here spread all over the places and it's messy. And after that, all of them in one place, well organized, and you can carry them along with you conveniently. So as I said, it doesn't have to be teeth whitening or weight loss, but anything. It depends on your creativity. If you believe that, okay, I really want to show a before and after photo in my listing, here is how I will communicate it. It will be very good to do that. So basically, it is another mean of visual communication through photos, right? Very powerful. Another type of product photo that is very popular, that is how to use or how to install a product. It shows steps of how to use the product, how to install, how to assemble or disassemble a product. Basically, whatever you really want to educate your customers, your consumers, of how to use the product properly. And therefore, it will reduce negative experience and increase customer satisfaction post purchase because now they know how to best use your product, how to install it properly to avoid, you know, negative experience. And one thing that I want to emphasize over here, that is you should always want to make your product look easy to use, easy to install or disassemble, right? Because the worst thing in the world that a product is confusing and difficult to understand how to use it, how it works, even if it's a little bit complex or it may involve more steps, for example, more than 3 or 5 steps to install the product. Try to communicate it concisely and easy to read, easy to understand, and easy to remember. So that is the key about how to use your installation product photo. If you ever have it, don't have to include every single small detail in the installation process. You just need to highlight the most important steps. For example, like opening a packaging. Everybody will find a way to open the packaging. You don't have to worry about that, right? Okay, so in this example, actually, it is not one photo, but it's a combination of 2 photo frames. This is actually the top banner of a enhanced branded content of a listing on Amazon. So the product, that is a shower caddy, but it doesn't require drilling to install, but stickable on a flat surface. So it shows the 3 main surfaces that the product will be the best applied to, even though in reality there are more surfaces that the adhesive can be applied to, but they only show 3 main and popular surfaces for the bathroom, right? And it also shows how to remove it as well. This is a very good point because usually people just think about how to install it, how to put it on, right, or where to put it on. But this seller even show how to remove it as well if they no longer want to use the caddy in their shower room anymore. And on the right here, they show simply 4 steps, 1, 2, 3, 4 steps of installing the rack or the caddy on the wall. This is the important step because usually you should clean the surface first, even though people don't read all of the text here, but with very clear image like this, it helps shoppers easy to understand and remember about the set. Another example of how to use your installation photos. The product is a fire pit mat. So basically, it doesn't have like 1, 2, 3 steps like this. You just take it out and put it on the floor, right? But if you have something you really want to tell your customer that this is the best way to use the product. For example, this product, they have a warning on the photo. They don't put the heat source directly on the fire pit. So they clearly communicate about that. And with the small icon over here, in case that shoppers, sometimes they may be sleepy and, you know, shopping and late at night, they just see the photo like this and they just thought that, okay, I just put a fire pit directly on the mat. But with this icon of no entry and something very warning, everybody knows about the symbol. Of course, they will instantly know that, oh, this is not the way to use the product. As I said, if you ever have anything that you want to tell your customers how to best use the product and to avoid negative experience after they buy the product, it's always a good idea to communicate it in one photo like this. And also, it's not simply just text, also shows the product in action. So it's beneficial in multiple ways. And even if somebody ever forgets and they use the mat like this, put the fire pit directly on the mat, basically they can't really blame you for their action because you have already communicated it clearly in your listing and probably you have it in your copy, your product description as well. So if they still use the product wrongly, that is their responsibility, right? Usually they would not have a negative thought or opinion about your brand and your product.
Okay, next we have certifications photo. So this photo has some some similar effect to before and after photo, which helps boost consumer confidence in your product. It also addresses potential buyer objections. For example, people may have questions like, if it's safe to use, or will I get any allergy using the product, etc. Right. One note that I want to again emphasize here is that it depends on a specific product and the understanding of your target customers, right? In order to decide whether or not to include this photo in your listing. And remember that the number of photos that you can show on Amazon is limited. You better see every slot of photo you have on your listing is a piece of real estate, right? And is limited, and every image you choose to show should best help you convert viewers to buyers. So remember that.
Okay, so these are two examples of certification photos. The first one, the product is a coffee product. As you can see, they show some certifications such as non-GMO verified, USDA organic verified. So basically, it doesn't only increase the consumer confidence in the product, but it also highlights the differentiation of the product that is organic and non-GMO. I don't know what does it mean, but I know that consumers of this kind of product, organic coffee, they know about it. So it, as I said, one photo usually will have more than one benefit in helping your listing convert shoppers to buyers. And this is also a fun photo. It's lifestyle photo. It's not boring photo that shows only, you know, certification graphic. And the second one is the sleep supplement product. I was about to say meditation because I meditate often, almost every day. So whenever I think about sleep, it relates to meditation anyway. So sleep supplement product, and it shows not only credibility, but it also shows the image of the neurologist who endorsed or basically formulated this sleep supplement, right? And not many sleep supplement listings on Amazon actually have the photo of the doctor who endorses the product on the photo. So they actually did a very good job, and it catches attention. It creates some connection with the viewers, the shoppers. Now, of course, they are more confident in the product. You can see the doctor behind it. No hidden agenda or whatsoever, right? So it totally shows that the brand is completely confident in their product, and people should not be too worried thinking about whether or not should I buy this product. Okay, last but not least, that is 360-degree imagery or image, whatever you call it. So it allows users to view the product from every angle, 360 degrees, right, using the mouse to control your view. I will show you later in some examples. So the feature is not available in all categories and is an effective way to showcase the product besides videos, right? And Amazon gives a clear guideline for 360-degree imagery. Basically, you can always look it up. So these are Amazon's requirements in terms of technical aspects for 360-degree view. And I believe that it will not be too complicated. And one thing is that before the official launch of the feature, Amazon saw a promising increase in the conversion rate across all selected sellers in the pilot program. So definitely, if your category allows to show 360-degree view, it's a good idea to consider using it. It doesn't mean that without 360-degree imagery, your listing would not convert at all. As I have mentioned, photos only, if you do a very good job of 7 photos, you would be able to convert very well your listing. It will still generate sales level that you desire. So as I said, it really depends on what you really want to show. And if you think that this will actually help boost conversion for your listing, of course, you should add it in your listing. So these are some examples. Let me show you. The first example, that is a adhesive shower caddy product. As you can see, this is the view on desktop, and you have 7 slots. One slot will be for all the videos, and you have one slot for 360 imagery. On mobile, you can show basically 6 photos and one slot for all the videos and one slot for 360 degree views. On desktop, it shows all of the photos that you upload. In the back end, as you can see, you have 9 photos, but on mobile, you have 6 photos and one slot for all the videos and one more slot for 360 degree views. Use your mouse to spin it 360 degrees. So you can view the product from all angles. The second example that is a little bit more technical product, underwater camera, Ultra HD. You click in the 360 degree. Again, you can view the product from all angles. It allows shoppers to basically examine the product in whichever way they like to. If you go to images, it still shows all of the images that you upload in the back end of the listing. And as you can see, 360 degree view not only applied to highly technical products like this one, camera, but even like very simple consumer product like this, it's just a shower caddy, right? Made of plastic and nothing really high tech about this product. But again, if you believe a 360 degree view can help you boost your conversion rate, definitely you should include it in your listing. Why not? Because all of the images you can show on desktop and on mobile, you can show 6 photos and all of the videos and one slot for 360 degrees. There is enough room for you to show everything. So that's pretty much it for Amazon product photography. We have gone through the main image, what you need to remember and take note about the main image and how to make it not only convert viewers to buyers, but also gain you clicks whenever your product is being shown in the search result, which is click-through rate of your listing. So the main image has some different characteristics and technical requirements to it. For all of the secondary photos in the listing, we have gone through 11 types of product photos that can help you boost conversion for your listing. Now, whenever you go to Amazon, you will see that, okay, this listing uses this kind of photos, right? And now you know that what type of photos most of the sellers on Amazon are using. And after you have researched your target audience, and of course, with the knowledge and understanding of your product, you will decide what type of photos that you will show in your listing. And I will see you in the next video about Amazon videography, basically types of videos on Amazon that help sellers convert their listing. Right? So I hope you have a good day, and bye for now.